All right. So usually I'm so amazing at what kind of voice is that? I am okay at providing a strong introduction for audios. Okay, let's just admit it, I suck at introductions. But tonight's rant, of course, this is gonna be a Tuesday night thing. I don't know, 'cause most of these rants I've been doing was like, I think the last rant I did was last Tuesday, wasn't it? But this, oh yeah, tonight's Tuesday night, and the lights will flicker on and off. No, this doesn't. But anyways, tonight's rant. Now, I don't know if this is gonna be a rant or not, just a plain ass ramble about some positive stuff. But I can make it sound like a rant if you want me to, because let me just say one thing, okay? Multi-instrumentalists, how dare they be so damn talented? Oh my God. I mean, I've got five instrumentalists that, well, no, six instrumentalists that I love a lot. Oh, and I can name them off my fingers right now. Okay, there's Prince, Todd Rundgren, Edgar Winter, Michael Field. Let's see, who else? Let's see, Prince, Todd Rundgren, Edgar Winter, Michael Field, and Jacob Collier? How the hell do you pronounce his name? Jacob Collier. Now, he is a recent favorite of mine. Jacob Collier. And there was a song that I discovered by him about a couple of nights ago. It's called In My Bones. And it has Kimbra and Tank from Tank and the Bangas. And, oh my God, that song has been in my head for the past couple of days. Yeah, it is like, be my rush, be my crush, da-da-da-da. I have the melody in my head, but I cannot. Oh. And I don't know if this is, yeah, this doesn't count as a multi-instrument. I'm just gonna say that I had these songs in my head, Jacob Collier, in my bones. And let's just say it, the dude's amazing, okay? I don't think. Now, this rant will be about music, though, but I don't think I could stick to just one topic. I can't just stick to multi-instrumentalists. I can just be like, oh, well, hey, there's hope after all that there's not all music is computer generated. Thank Jesus. And I'm happy. Well, yeah, sometimes, well, nowadays it is computer generated, but then you hear like real instruments. I'm like, oh, what? Real instruments still exist? Oh my gosh, say it ain't so. Oh, and I am almost 4 minutes into the ramble and I forgot to do this. Oh, I thought I was gonna fizz. That's not right. Well, this is Winn-Dixie soda, so I'm broke, okay? Get off me. That's what she said. But anyways, that's what everybody says. But Jacob Collier. That dude's a talented motherfucker, okay? He is just beyond. How dare he? How freaking dare he? 'Cause he could play bass, he could play the piano, he could play the drums, he could play play the ukulele. Oh my gosh, this guy can freaking do it all. And he, oh, let's just say this. He is every music theorist's wet dream. And I know jack shit about music theory. I know nothing. Nothing, I tell you, nothing. But the chords he plays around with, my ears are instantly taken to heaven because I'm just like, whoa, how is that chord even possible? See, I could try and go over to my keyboard, which is piled with a lot of clean laundry I hadn't even put away yet. So, yeah, that's how far along I am making music, which is not at all. Yay! I need to do that though. But anyways, I could go over to the piano and try and play out those chords. It wouldn't even be even close, 'cause as I've said in some of my other posts, like in like if you look back into my post from like Tales from Retail, my ears are the worst at interpreting things because I have so-so hearing. And especially when it comes to figuring out chords like that is complex. That is very complex because I don't know what kind of fucking chords they are, especially if you check out his cover of Stevie Wonder's You and I. Oh, that song makes me cry. Look, Stevie Wonder's version of it makes me cry enough, but hearing Jacob's version of it, oh, I am a blubbering baby. It's all over for me. 'Cause those harmonies, they're just like, ugh. See, I'm even tearing up right now just thinking about it. And it's beautiful. It's such a beautiful song. And I'm sorry to get all emotional, but yeah. It's just. Oh, it's beautiful, but I don't know what kind of fucking chords they are. What the heck? So, there's that. And if you check out his version of the Beach Boys In My Room, I kind of prefer it to the original, to be honest with you, because I've never heard it done like that before. And it's so beautiful. That's an introvert's anthem right there. That is, In My Room is an introvert's anthem. I can very much relate to that too. And yeah, so Jacob Collier, he is a talented motherfucker. So is Prince, Todd Rundgren, Edgar Winner, fuck, hold on. Mike Oldfield, especially Mike Oldfield. You know he made the entire Tubular Bells album when he was just 19 years old. 19. He was a puppy back then. He was just a young English boy back then. Well, no, not a young English boy. He was a teenager. He was a teenager back then. About to go into his 20s. Well, obviously. Okay, Mr. Captain Obvious. Okay. Why did I call myself Mr.? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Says the person that loves being called daddy. Okay, Melissa, shut up and eat you a chip. Oh, speaking of, not only do I have not only do I have me some soda, some cheap ass soda, I have actual good chips. They're kettle cooked hot jalapeno. I was about to say jalapeno. I am so ashamed of myself. What the hell? I know you don't like this, but so this is a warning right now. If you do not like crunching, turn away from this audio right now or skip it. 'Cause I promise you, it's just going to be one. So I just go do one chip. But, oh, excuse me. Kettle cooked chips are the best. They're better than regular potato chips. don't come at me because I'm right. Wow, that was very bold of you to say that, Tark. Just shut up. Anyway, music makes the people come together. Why am I singing Madonna? But yes, we're talking about music. That's a thing I haven't even talked about in a while, and there is a questionnaire out there that I will get to sometime tomorrow. No, yeah. Or I might do it tonight, I don't know. I don't know, but we'll see. Yes, so there is another song that I discovered about a couple of nights back, just around the same time I heard In My Bones. It's Breakdown by Dirty Loops. If I wouldn't have known any better, I would have thought that song was recorded around the late 80s, early 90s. That would be my guess. That would honestly be my guess. But knowing that that song was recorded now, this year, I'm like, holy. Or last year, I think. I don't know. But the point is, that song, and like, what Jacob Collier does, this song right here, Breakdown, is just, that's another music theorist, theorists, that's another music theorist wet dream. It's like, oh, God, and the chords on that one are beautiful, especially when they go down to this breakdown, no pun intended, where it's just like the synthesizers and the piano, like it's just like this dream sequence almost in the middle of the song. It is so damn beautiful. And then leading up to that to let me tell you something, that lead singer, he has such a powerful voice, especially when hitting those really high notes. I'm not gonna do the high notes because my walls are thin and I don't want people in my house grabbing at me because I'm screaming and screeching for a completely different reason, of course. But it's just like that note he did after the bridge, I'm just like, holy sh! How does he do that? That's like Philip Bailey high, right there. Philip, if you were to remember Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind, and Fire, he could hit that note. He could hit that note. Not could, he can. I think he could still hit that note. I don't see how he can manage to still hit those notes years from, you know, if you listen to like Fantasy, Reasons. He can hit those whistle notes, too. No, not the lead singer of Dirty Loops, but I don't know. Could he? I don't know. But I know Philip Bailey can. He could do those whistle notes pretty good. But no, it's not really a whistle note. It's just a falsetto, isn't it? Because whistle notes, if you do like a whistle note, it's a little airier than that. His is more of like a head falsetto note, and I'm not gonna demonstrate that either because I can't hit that high because I am a freaking alto. Fuck these guys who can hit higher than me. Damn it, I'm so mad, but not really though. I am not mad at all. I'm just saying that because I'm like, how can they do that? Like, how can they just hit those things? I can't do it. See, I can't do it. Well, that's because I have to be quiet. Now, see, if I was outdoors, I could do it louder, but I would run the risk of ruining my mic. And I just got this headset. I just got it. About a month ago, I think. Yes. No, 2 months ago. Yeah. So I don't want to wreck that one, but it's made by the same company, so It may last a few years, just like my other one. My head itches. Anyway, but yeah, Breakdown. Oh, it's such an awesome song. Now, I saw somebody in the comments say that it sounded like if Michael Jackson sang lead vocals for Toto, like the band Toto. I've never seen a more accurate comment than that because if you listen to the instrumentation, it does kind of sound like something Toto would do. Yeah. And I'm just like, wow, that is right on the nose, right on the money. That's scary, man. That is just so damn scary. Scarily awesome, you know? Now I'm thinking about, oh no, this is a what if. This is a what if Dirty Loops have never done that, and it Tony, no, not Tony, Toto. About to go Tony, Tone, Tone. No. Oh, what is that other singer's name? Something Kimball. I know his last name is Kimball. Ugh. At one point, I know his name, but he's the guy who sang lead on Hold the Line, and he sings those really high notes. God, what is his name? Something Kimball. Bob Kimball? I'm gonna look up Wikipedia, cause I'm gonna guess and say his name is Bob Kimball. But Bobby Kimball. Okay, yes. So I was right. I was right. I don't know why I called him Bob, but I was on the right track though. Bobby Kimball. He is the guy who sang lead on Hold the Line. And he hits those high notes too. Oh shit, yeah. He is good. Good. I don't know if he could still do that though. Because I don't listen to much Toto as I think I should. Because they're talented dudes as well. Now, oh, I would just think, well, anyway, so I would think of Toto doing this song and hearing Bobby Kimball do lead vocals of that, especially the, Breakdown. Hey, you know, I'm like, oh, that is so good. It sounds good in my mind. I'm just like, he can hit those high notes. He really can. Or could. Can, could. I don't know. Man, I don't know. But it sounds good in my mind. If it's what if they did it first? Oh, God, that would have been so great. And then they would have like a guitar solo at the end. Right, where the brass comes in too, it is go it sounds so good in my mind. It sounds so good in my mind. Yes. Oh my God, yes. Yeah. And I think that's it. Yeah, I think I'm gonna end my rant on this note. I wish I was a music theorist, but I'm too lazy because I just think music is pretty. Music is pretty when it's played in chords that nobody has ever heard before. And figuring out, you know, just finding chords I haven't heard before, that just sounds so good to me. It sounds really good to me. I don't. It doesn't matter if you don't know it. It still sounds good, you know. And I'm still amazed by Jacob Collier. That's just all I gotta say. He has a new fan in me. He's got a new fan in me. Because he's a genius. He is a motherfucking genius. Wow. That's all I have to say. And Dirty Loops too. Oh. Better watch out for them. I don't even know why. I don't even know why they did not get nominated for a fucking Grammy. Same deal with Rina Sawayama. Now, Rina Sawayama, she writes really good songs too. I thought I was gonna end it on this note, but no. Look, Rina is another singer that I respect from today, along with Lady Gaga and Ariana sometimes. Ariana sometimes. Ariana Grande sometimes. But Rina, though, Rina, her songwriting abilities and her lyrics and all of her songs are just top tier. Top tier. And especially when you listen to, what's it? Ah, shit, what was that song I really liked? Fuck. XS. Well, that's one of them. I really do like that. It makes me feel like that was off a Legally Blonde soundtrack. I feel like. It's so early 2000s. Like everybody says it sounds like something that came from the early 2000s. And I'm living for it. I'm just living for it. All of her songs from that album, Sawayama, is so good. It is so good. I can't even pick a bad track because there are none. There are no bad tracks on that album. None. None whatsoever. Actually, my favorite track of that album is STFU. So that one is my favorite. My favorite of all time because I like how they just meld pop music and metal, heavy metal together. Like it's nu metal, isn't it? Nu metal, yeah. And it just sounds good somehow. That's the same case with Poppy. Poppy does the same thing. She does like pop and metal all in the same genre. But then too, she said she's post-genre and she doesn't go by any one particular genre. She constantly evolves, you know? But that's just, you know, yeah. So anyway, on that note, there is good music from this era. You just have to really look. You have to look hard to find music that's not lacking soul or anything like that. Another recommendation is Thundercat. Thundercat is another. Oh, he could play that bass like nobody's business. Now that's another bass guitarist that I can very much respect. Very much respect because he's very innovative when it comes to bass licks and all like that. Them changes, go listen to that or show you the way. Show you the way, which has Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald in that song, and it's so good. So good. It's not from this year, but it's around the 2010s, you know? Yeah. But anyway, I said I was gonna go, but I lied. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just gonna end it right here and just repeat the same sentiment, you know? We have good music in this era. You just have to really look hard for it. You have to just really look for it and you'll find it. And boy, have I found it. I've hit the mother lode finding stuff like that because it is good. It is so good. Yeah. So, yeah, not only do I love progressive rock, and classic rock music and classic R&B, this is the stuff that as you grow older, you find that you like things you never thought you'd like. And this is one of those things, I guess. I don't, yeah. So without further ado, I'm just gonna. Just end this off with a obligatory Coke sip, and I love you all, and I thank y'all for listening to me gush about all these musicians. Thank you for that. Thank you so much. And yeah, without further ado, Turkish Trooper signing off.